VOA News, I'm Gene Randall. Washington is waiting anxiously for tomorrow's scheduled release of a redacted version of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. election. Also in the mix of anticipation, a planned White House response. The latest from AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
One of the president's attorneys, Rudy Giuliani, says the rebuttal will be published in the hours after the release of the Mueller report. Giuliani says it will be dozens of pages long. The Justice Department plans to release a redacted version of the report tomorrow morning. It will be sent to Congress and made available to the public.
That was AP correspondent Mike Hempen. The Trump administration later today will announce additional sanctions on Venezuela, as well as Cuba and Nicaragua, in the latest move against social governments in the Western Hemisphere. But today's focus is Caracas. VOA White House correspondent Steve Herman has a report.
Ahead of a Wednesday speech by National Security Advisor John Bolton, a senior administration official is emphasizing all options remain on the table concerning Venezuela, contending the South American country is increasingly close to a flex point. As part of the effort to dislodge Maduro, U.S. officials are also tightening pressure on Cuba for its influence over Caracas. The administration will declare on Wednesday that it will allow for the first time lawsuits to be filed in the United States against all foreign companies in Cuba using properties confiscated from American citizens in the 1960s. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
In Venezuela, people are celebrating the arrival of humanitarian aid from the Red Cross. The delivery of such aid has been a focal point in Venezuela's power struggle now in its third month. Until now, embattled President Rafael Maduro has refused to allow any flow of aid into his country, even insisting his people didn't need it, something the millions who have fled the country would strongly deny. This is VOA News. U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres has appointed a special advisor to support the African Union's mediation efforts in Sudan, where the military ousted longtime President Omar al-Bashir last week. A spokesman says Guterres is very attached to his partnership with the African Union and will do whatever he can to support its efforts. The new special advisor is Nicholas Haysom, formerly the U.N.'s top person in Somalia. He was expelled when he tried to intervene on behalf of a former al-Shabaab leader who sought to take part in elections but was banned by the country's Electoral Commission. Back in the United States, the Department of Homeland Security has revealed plans to open two big tents for housing migrants at a pair of Texas border locations. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has a report.
U.S. Customs and Border Protections advertised the need to set up two massive tents that can hold about 500 people each and could be ready in just weeks. One is planned for El Paso and the other in the border town of Donna. Potential contractors were told detainees would sleep on mats. There would be showers and a fenced-off recreation yard outside. Inside, the tents could be divided by gender and for families or children alone. Customs and Border Protection says it's committed to safeguarding detainees in a humane and dignified manner. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
French President Emmanuel Macron today meets with his cabinet to discuss the reconstruction and funding for the restoration of Notre Dame Cathedral. Meanwhile, crews are checking the structural stability of the iconic building and are working to determine the full extent of damage from this week's massive fire at the centuries-old Paris landmark. In a nationwide address Tuesday night, Macron said the plan was to rebuild it, in his words, even more beautifully within 5 years. Wealthy French families and businesses have so far pledged about $800 million to the project. But many restoration experts are cautioning such work could take decades to complete. All cathedrals in France will ring their bells tonight, exactly 48 hours after the devastating fire began. Pope Francis has expressed his sorrow over what happened to Notre Dame Cathedral, telling the Archbishop of Paris, "I join you in your sorrow, as well as that of the faithful of your diocese, the inhabitants of Paris, and all the French people." He also praised the courage of the firefighters who fought the blaze and expressed his hope that Notre Dame will return to its former glory, that it reflects the architectural and spiritual heritage of Paris, of France, and all humanity. Police in Colorado are searching for an 18-year-old woman suspected of making threats that led to a lockout at several Denver-area schools. The threat comes just days before the 20th anniversary of a mass shooting at Columbine High School in the nearby city of Littleton. Gene Randall, VOA News.